It's a new season of Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. From 1972, the incredible voice of Sandy Denny in a song called Listen, Listen. And I'd like to say thank you for listening to Seldom Heard Radio. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is program number 800. Whew! I started Seldom Heard Radio back in 1999 here on WSCS in New London. And for a while, I was doing two or three programs a week, broadcasting both on WSCS and on WNEC over in Henniker. Incarnations of Seldom Heard Radio have also been heard on WBCQ The Planet on shortwave, on WRMI Radio Miami International, on Radio 510 over in Italy and in Europe, on JRRI in Ireland and the UK, and on numerous community and shortwave radio stations around the globe. And all of that kicked off at WUNH back in 1976, when I first stepped into the WUNH studios, and the somewhat perplexed and bewildered gentleman who saw this really eager teenager standing there, gazing longingly at all of the vinyl records and all of the really cool electronic equipment, he said, "Yeah, you can go on the air, but you can't say anything till you get your FCC license." Well, here I am all these years later here at WSCS, and grateful to be on the airwaves and sharing some great music with you.
But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Arriving in 2001, Amelie quickly became the most successful French-language film ever released in the U.S. Amelie, The Fabulous Destiny of Amélie Poulain, is its full title, a portrait of one of the most wildly imaginative, eccentric, and whimsical characters ever to appear on any screen. She is played by the adorable Audrey Tautou, with an unforgettably infectious smile that somehow conveys a conspiracy with the knowledge of the universe. There was little reason for Amelie to smile at first. As a child, she suffered an overbearing father and the freakish death of her mother. But the result was a vivid imagination and the determination to live on her own. When she discovers a small box of toys behind her apartment wall, she seeks out the boy who had left it behind long ago. Its return makes the now grown man so happy that Amelie begins scheming to repair the sadness in the lives of everyone she knows, including that of a mysterious man who collects the discards from public photo booths. Love ensues, but can Amelie stop vicariously living other people's lives in order to find it? Fantasy? Yes, but Amelie is a delicious little Gallic comedy that brings to its audience the delightful joy of being human. Amelie, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Find us on the web at indiefilmminute.com.
All right, I'm going to play a few tracks from a privately released LP by Dan Jenks from 1981. It was released very privately and sold at the gigs that he played back in the day in the Hummingbird Cafe in Indiana. The album is called Say No More, and we're going to start off with a tune called My Part.
Sing for you. shall do as this season changes it green to ice blue. But as I'm watching these seasons, I can see we are falling behind. They call me to be sure of these things. I feel so heavy on my mind. I'm striving to find out just where we all stand. I'm trying to understand my part in his plan. This road I've chosen to walk may teach me the things I need to know, I need to do, I want to see. Into the night with all his might, seeking secrets of life, he might be the first to realize. In the dark he can see for miles. After observing the earth for a while, he decided to try to wave his arms and be the first to fly above the cities and farms. Because he wasn't afraid to try, why should he not fly? To the boy's wonder and surprise, he did try but did not rise. He then again denied that he could not fly. So again he tried, but his belief was denied. So he finally closed his eyes. That night the boy did dream that he had built a flying machine, and he could fly so high he could touch the sky. When he woke, he spoke of the truth he'd seen. Then he knew he could fly if he tried, because he flew in his dreams. Hiding behind a silver cloud, I thought it would rain, but this feeling came, and the sun is shining now. The sun told me to listen more closely for the message plain and clear. Then the summer breeze blew secrets through the trees, so I could hear. Now I'm beginning to see that the old cliché that love will find a way is speaking through the things you do for me. These times are changing and making it harder to see that love is not strange. For love is the same as it has always been, so what is given is what is gained. And caring that make the time we've spent together serene. I never thought it could be, but now I'm beginning to see that the old cliche that love will find a way
is speaking through the things you do for me. Hard times coming, they must not bring us down. A deep depression can wear the mind away. Hold on to what we found. These times are changing and making it harder to see that love is not strange. Love is the same as it has always been, so what is given is what is gay. I never thought it could be, but now I'm beginning to see that the old cliche that love will find a way is speaking through the things you do for me. I watch the spring greens glow in flower. I've watched some waiting waters flow, rivers rippling alive for maple showers. Soon the summer sun starts pouring down, but autumn calls and all the leaves start coming down. They're coming down, coming down, as winter rolls around. I've watched a lot of movie shows. The hero comes and the villain never wins. But there's something that that silver screen don't know. Yet we want to watch that picture again. Those bad guys are long away. Those black hats are dressed in white with something wicked behind their backs. They're coming down, coming down. Mind that there's not a lot of time before the first flurry. I worry about the signs that we've been watching blown around. What's coming down? What's coming down? Let's turn around. Creatures fill the skies. They swoop and dive and return to fly with their kind. They carry no regrets and they say no goodbyes. They don't ask why, 'cause they're leaving it all behind. Following the leader up and down, they soar in a V that's pointing southward bound. They're coming down, coming down, as winter rolls around. mind that there's not a lot of time before the first flurry. I worry about the signs that we've been watching blown around. What's coming down? What's coming down? What's coming down as winter rolls around?
From the album Say No More by Dan Jenks, we heard four tunes, starting with My Part and then moving to A Child, The Old Cliché, and Windy Winter Whisperings. We've certainly been getting more than just windy whisperings. It is certainly winter, and I want to say happy solstice to everybody, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year 2017. We've just about made it through a very depressing and destructive year, so hopefully moving forward we're going to build a new and wonderful future. All it takes is vision, creativity, and hard work. It's worth it.
It was L. Frank Baum's mother-in-law who encouraged him to write down the fanciful stories he told his kids. Seems he put a bit of himself into the tales, too. You're on the Sound Beat.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart.
See if any of this sounds familiar. As a child, Baum was an imaginative loner who spent much of his time with imaginary friends. He was a shy, meek child, see, not courageous, and was even diagnosed as having a weak heart.
I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy that shoots the arrows if I only had a heart.
Baum's stories became books in 1900 with publication of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. He wrote 14 Oz books altogether and many other stories for children. He was billed as the royal historian of Oz, claiming that Dorothy and Princess Ozma detailed accounts of the tales via wireless telegraph. Syracuse University Library's Special Collections Research Center houses L. Frank Baum's personal papers. They contain publishing history, correspondence, and much more. For an extended look at the papers, check out our blog at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
This is DJ Frederick reminding you that as everything in our culture becomes more about image, we're becoming immersed in the sound of the heart. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio.
Long ago, sitting all alone at a picture show, just how much we need someone to share all the things we see and all the things we want to be. I noticed on the train riding home, kids playing catch a piggy by the toe. What a shame we all can't be like the little ones inside, but I sure can try. I noticed in a book the other day, one man who tried to show us all the way, but why it is we run and hide and say, I don't want to try, well, it makes me wanna cry. I noticed by the news I got today, there's something always getting in the way. I stopped to cry but had to smile, man got in my way. That's why I'm wearing him today. And I know there's something else going on. Good people everywhere are turning on. Well, I got a grin stretched across my face, wrote down this little song. I'd like to call it Won't Be Long. By the way I feel today, yeah, there's room for all of you along the way. So come on in and share our song and give yourself a try, and we can make it side by side. Oh, and I know there's something else going on. Good people everywhere are turning on. Well, I got a grin stretched across my face, wrote down this little song. I like to call it Won't Be Long. Guess I'll call it Won't Be Long. Guess I'll call it Won't Be Long.
Have you been on the road? Sacrifice late, sin you'll do to me, why that only made. There is no reason for me to die. When I saw what it was, killing me off. Friends are still knocking. Why it had to be made? There is no reason. little me out.
Lyndon Bartell with Road of the Sacrifice, and before that, Michael Deacon with Won't Be Long. Well, it won't be long until Radio Thrift Shop returns to the airwaves, so please stay tuned for that. I'll be dusting off some 78s, some 45s, 33s, and going up in the attic and finding the old reel-to-reels and the 8-tracks and the cassettes, and who knows what we're going to hear. So we will be returning to the Radio Thrift Shop after a hiatus of several months in the new year, so please stay tuned right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Many of our most cherished Christmas traditions have really nothing to do with Christianity, and everything to do with the underlying pagan traditions that celebrated the winter solstice and the return of the so-called unconquerable sun, as in burning bright thing that warms our planet, not necessarily the Son of God. Perhaps one of the most exciting historical winter solstice celebrations is the infamous Roman holiday of Saturnalia. This was both a gigantic fair and a festival of the home. Riotous merrymaking took place, and the halls of the houses were decked with boughs of laurel and evergreen trees. These trees were brought in by the Roman citizenry in the hopes that they would guard the life essences of the plants until spring. As one comic put it, our Christmas tradition is based on an act of sympathetic magic. According to Janet Shotwell, lamps were kept burning to ward off the spirits of darkness. Schools were closed, the army rested, and no criminals were executed. Friends visited one another, bringing good luck gifts of fruitcakes, candles, dolls, jewelry, and incense, and processions of people with masked or blackened faces and fantastic hats danced through the streets. The custom of murmurs, that is, visiting their neighbors in costume, which is still alive in Newfoundland, is descended from these mass processions. But one of the most egalitarian aspects of Saturnalia was a sit-down feast shared by masters and slaves. In fact, during the festivities, slaves were given the freedom to do and say whatever they liked. A mock king was even appointed to take charge of the rebels, and from this fantastic class reversal developed the so-called Lord of Misrule of medieval Christmas festivities. This is Jack R. Johnson wishing you a happy winter solstice.
Returning to his home. glowing bright dawn, a snow-covered night. I whispered the secret of magical flight and flew in my search for you. So light and free, and wasn't that she passing through me, the spirit of ecstasy? But who are you? Who are you? Sailing the mystery sea, I will not rest till I find.
thinking about a girl I sing to. Guess it seems like a common change. When I feel this way, well, I know that I won't have to make it alone. Fountain flows, we play and sing. Minds dancing with sound, it's real. I can feel healing, so alive my shining sun. And it moves me every time my shining sun.
Thank you.
some very cool music from some privately pressed LPs. That was Robert Lester Folsom with Jericho. Before that, Will and James Ragar with My Shining Sun. Johnny Blackburn and Mary Lauren with The Mystery Sea. And we started off with Collie Ryan, The Owl of Winter Fortnight. So this is DJ Frederick. This is episode number 800 of Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio, right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Doing radio old school here at Seldom Heard Radio. No blog, no website, no podcasts, just pure radio. Me and a microphone. A stack of CDs and albums. What more could you want?
This is Bird Note. With deep, unhurried wing beats, a dozen majestic swans fly in a straight line, their immense white bodies glistening in the golden sunlight of a November morning. As they fly closer, their long necks fully outstretched, the swans' syncopated honks reveal their identity. These are trumpeter swans. The flock lands in a plowed field to forage for remnant potatoes and other waste crops. With an almost 7-foot wingspan, trumpeter swans are among the largest of all waterfowl. At nearly 25 pounds, they are among the heaviest of all flying birds. Now, a second formation of swans flies in to forage near the trumpeters. But these swans announce themselves with a different voice. Just a bit smaller than the trumpeters, their distinctive whoops tell us they are tundra swans, a different species. Both species of swan fly south each fall from nesting sites in Canada and Alaska. Trumpeter swans winter mostly in the Pacific Northwest, while tundra swans can be found along both coasts and at a variety of inland sites in the west. You can see these spectacular birds on their wintering grounds any time between now and the middle of March. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Thank you.
We'll be right back.